Sorry, my brothers and sisters. Again, the camera was shut down. I've got a little bit of difficulties, but anyway, bear with me. What I was discussing when we were shut up, it was the hadith I was reciting from Prophet sallallahu about mabaddat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And that mabaddat of Ahlul Bayt was about this tent ended with the issue of velayat, and that all our a'mal is presented to velayat, and if the velayat is not there, our a'mal is not accepted, and then the degree of our velayat or the degree of acceptance of our a'mal relates to the degree of velayat we have had in this world. So what we were going to discuss was, why is this? Why is velayat is such an important issue? Why everything else we do has got a relationship to the velayat we have? And again, don't worry. Inshallah, we will discuss about velayat itself later on as a separate topic. But I gave an explanation as to what you perceive velayat now for what we are talking now. And to go back or to bring up the issue and importance of velayat and why it is like that and why it has got such a role in our whole a'mal and things we do in this world, let's look at the day of Qadir. The day of Qadir, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will see after 23 years that Prophet has been teaching people all those commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For 23 years, Allah has been teaching them how to fast. I mean, Prophet sallallahu has been teaching them how to fast, how to do salat, how to do jihad, even one of those most important and most difficult parts of it. The jihad, how to do jihad, how to do other a'mal, how to be treating their neighbors, how to be treating their parents, how to be treating their friends. So much, 23 years of hard working and hard practices. 23 years of all those things that they have, because it was practice as well as usulul aqaid. Prophet sallallahu wasallam had taught the people about their usul aqaid, about their tawheed, about the prophethood, nabuwah, about ma'ad, qiyamah, about imamah, about adl. Everything was being preached and instructed and taught during those 23 years. And then suddenly, when I say suddenly, I mean in relationship to what was revealed as wahy to Prophet sallallahu, as opposed or compared to what all those revelations of the past, suddenly this verse comes to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which commands him to al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum. Al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum means today I have made your deen, your religion kamil, your religion complete, your religion perfect. It was only that day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says akmaltu, made it kamil for you. So remember, the Prophet does not say that deen become kamil. Deen is deen. Religion is religion. Religion is always kamil and perfect. For it is akmalto, for you I made it kamil. And what was that? What was that Prophet sallallahu said to the people who made their religion perfect? And those who are familiar with the word, with Arabic, or even I'm sure the Farsi language people understand that akmalto refers and has got a connotation with it, which is it was naqis, it was not kamil before, it was incomplete. That was an incomplete religion بن الله سبحانه و تعالی سید اکملت لکم دینکم و اتممت علیکم نعمتی. So not only Allah سبحانه و تعالی took away the naqs, because naqs always goes away with a part which completes something. When something has got an incompletion, has got a sort of imperfection in it, there must be added a new thing to it so that become perfect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I made your deen complete and perfect for you today. So, and we know the rest of it. And we know also the hadith which, I mean, even the verse of Quran on the same day, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you do not tell this to people, you have not done your risalat. Amazing. Allah does not say you have partly done your risalat. وَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَاتِكَ. If you don't say this to people, you have not done your risalat. See, it's very important to pay attention to these two things I said. One, it says, أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. And the other side of it says, وَمَا بَلَّغْتُ رِسَالَاتِكَ. You have not reached, you have not made your risalat reach to people. You have not made it kamil. You have not done your risalat. So, as you see, the issue of velayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and his progeny, his children, his sons, becomes that very ingredient, that very part which makes number one, the religion perfect and complete, and number two, it makes the risalat, the mission of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, complete too. So mission is done. It's like that. Allah says, today your mission is done. If you do not say it to people, your mission is not done. Subhanallah. Why is this? Why this 23 years of preaching and practicing and hardship and fights, war, economic sanctions, all these animosities of the people of Mecca especially, all of this still has not made their religion complete. And it needs this last component of the religion is needed to make the deen kamil. So you will see how issue of velayat is important. And we will see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so much compulsory on us to have the velayat, so that our deen and religion does become perfect. The other thing is, we have to understand the value of knowing of Imam, and especially now we are talking about Imam al-Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam, the value of knowing Imam and the reason that we have to know of Imam is not only because one of ahkam of the religion is to know our Imam. That's one part of it. Which, okay, I have fulfilled this part, that to know your Imam is wajib on me. But the other part of it is, by not knowing Imam, I wonder how Tawheed would work. What sort of Tawheed we will have by not knowing our Imam. I have said it in the past, and I remind you again, these verses of Ziyarat al-Jama'at al-Kabire, which there are so many beautiful things in them, but I don't want to talk about the beauty of it. I want to use some of those verses which I have said. I always use this arkanan li tawhidik. How is that A'imma alayhum as-salam and not that Imam Zaman alayhi salam, which is the subject of our topic, they are rukn, arkan li tawhid. What does that mean? I've said that before. Rukn is the pillar. What happens when you take away a pillar from a building? In a building, when you take the pillar away, the whole building collapses, comes down. So they are the rukn. They are the, for Farsi language people, they are sotun. Sotun and pillar and rukn and column of that building of Tawheed are A'imma alayhim as-salam. Does that mean that if A'imma were not there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not there? No. By no means. If A'imma are not there for us, we have not made a proper understanding of Tawheed. We will not have any Tawheed without knowing Imams. Yes, I do claim it. I stand by it. And I'm happy to debate it with whoever to say that without knowing Imam, there is no Tawheed. Tawheed is not just the word Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That does not make Tawheed. Tawheed, in theoretical part of it and practical part of it. We have got Tawheed al-Amali or Tawheed al-Af'ali and we have Tawheed al-Nazari. Theoretical Tawheed, first that we are talking about it now is knowing of Imam and knowing that Imam are part of, they are the notion of Tawheed, the way A'imma alayhi salam have said it themselves. Why do you think on the earth would Imams invite people to learn this? Look, this Ziyarat Jami' Kabira itself is the word of, I think, Imam Ali al-Naqi or Muhammad, Imam Muhammad Taqi alayhi salam. This is their own word. And we have many ahadith and many du'as that they call ad'iyye ma'asure. These are du'as or ziyarats which have been narrated, which have been taught by Imam alayhi salam to his companions. Ziyarat Jami' is one of them. That is the teaching of Imam Muhammad Taqi alayhi salam to one of his companions. And I have said it in another context in one of our Dua Nutbe days, that why is that Imams, they trying all the time to teach us their maqamat, their status, their levels of understanding. My apologies again. The second time the camera was shut down, but anyway, we continue. So, they are rukn and pillars of Tawheed, and they themselves tell us, invite us, ask us to know them. Knowing the level of and status of an imam, would that help Imam in any way? If we do not know, let's say this a very simple example. If we do not know, for instance, I want to make a relevant example, which is not too bad. If we do not know that a person is the president of a country, does it add to him anything? Does it deduct anything from him? So, my example is really not very, very good example because the more I think about these examples of this world, the examples of giving a king and a prime minister and a minister, then there are so many problems in that example. But I'll go back again to the same issue, original issue itself. By not knowing Imam is Imam, by not knowing where does Imam stand in the whole creation, by not knowing where is the level and the status and closeness of Imam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, We are not doing any harm to Imam in that way. In fact, it is us. They don't need this to be known. They need it. My apologies. I forgot to get a glass of water beside me so that my throat doesn't itch. So the invitation of them for us to know about their status, we have to understand, because they are needless of us, so it is something which it helps us to improve on our tawhid. It is us who are benefiting from knowing them, that where they stand and where they are, and in that whole building of tawhid, if you like, in that whole cosmos, in the whole creation, they are parts of that creation which make our tawhid a real tawhid. If you go back to, if you remember some of those talks we have had in the issue of awalim or universes, they have recently changed the name on that website, Tebian website. It is now called Islamic Cosmology. In those Islamic cosmology discussions, then you will see how tawhid is founded on, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is founded on A'imma alayhi salam. So let's go and learn these things. Let's go and see where they stand, where they are, who they are, so that we make a better enhancement in our understanding of tawhid. And yes, he said arkanan li tawhidik, which was they are rukn of tawhid. We read even in that the same ziyarat jama, we even read that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Imam alayhi wasallam, or it is like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even keeps the skies from falling down on the earth by them. I can't remember the Arabic phrase of it, but the meaning of it in the dua is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the sky from falling down on the earth by the A'imma alayhi salam. Why? What is that? We have to make an understanding. Why, how, and how does that happen, that Allah keeps a sky from falling by Imam? Does that mean Imam is standing and holding his two hands like this on the sky and saying, don't fall down? Is it like that? These are those type of things, as I said, that we need to know, and we need to correct our understandings, we need to correct our beliefs, we need to correct our imaginations, and we need to purify our imaginations. These are all these imaginary things that we have made, imaginary notions we have learned about our beliefs. The other thing that we have to talk about is, we have to see, we have got this problem of understanding Imam alayhi salam, Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Ruhi lahul fada. We have this problem of understanding that they are for us very, very external beings. That relationship is very external. That's where the problem arises. If, for instance, when it comes to the children, when you look at the children, do we, that relationship, we can very, I mean, so those of you, which, I mean, most of you are young, you do not have children, that you can probably make that feeling with your parents. The relationship you have with your parents, or we have with our children, that relationship is not external. We do not need to be explained. We do feel it. Especially parents to children is such a feeling that is with us. Even if we are not with our children, even if we are away, we still, I don't need to be explained about my child to me. I mean, like, now that I'm in Iran, my daughters are in New Zealand, and with the feeling that I have with her and with her children, my grandchildren, is such an internal feeling between me and them that there is no need for any external reminder, for any external effect to come to remind me. They are all the time with me. So that is the type of relationship that we need to build with Imam Alayhi Salaam, that comes from within. Days and nights comes and go. And how many times we do remember Imam? And when we do remember Imam, what difference does it make on us? What sort of impact it makes on my life? That's the question. See, when I remember my child, the type of impact it has on me, even if I am directly thinking about my child or not, even if I'm directly excuse me, again, the lack of water on my, with me to drink some water, so I have to bear with it. And then, Allahumma salawat bar Muhammad wa al Muhammad. Allahumma salla ala Muhammad wa al Muhammad wa ajr. Yes. Alaykum as-salam. Yes, and that relationship I was talking about between parents and child, and was trying to make a comparison with our relationship with Imam Alayhi Salaam, I was saying that, see, the impact that my child has on me is I do not need to be reminded by an external device or an external reminder to remember that I have a child. So wherever I go, I work for him. Wherever I go, I remember that I have to bring home food, bread, fruits, things for my family, because they are always there. I do not need to be reminded. I do not need to be told. Excuse me, alhamdulillah, I could make my point known. Thank you, Hussein. Shukran. So we do not need to be reminded while we are out. Within all the other things that we do, still when we are going to go back home, we remember by heart that I have to get bread, I have to get fruit, I have to get foodstuff, I have to buy the grocery to take home because my family are home and waiting. So this is what I'm trying to say. They are not with us, but they are with us all the time. Imam Alayhi Salaam must be similarly, Imam Alayhi Salaam must be with us, although apparently he is not with us. But same way that for that parent who is working outside, their children is with them. They are not physically with them, but they are with them all along. That's why the whole day and night, wherever they are, one of the most important things that they do is they cater for their needs. But for us, in relation to Imam Zaman alayhi salam, it's not that we cater for Imam's need. By having Imam in existentially with us, that means wujudi. Wujudi and wujudan, existentially, when Imam is with us, then whatever we are doing, wherever we go, whoever we meet, whatever happens, we always remember Imam Zaman is there, is with us, and is whatever I do, he is observing it. Whatever bad, God forbid, bad thing I do, I am torturing him. So I tried my best, but with these interruptions of the video camera, I hope you have been, at the end it will come up something beneficial. So I do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek the help of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam to help us all to continue to do our little bit, whatever it may be, to make ourselves closer to Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Imam Zaman alayhi salam at all times is close to us, is with us. It is us who are qayyib from Imam. Bar Muhammad wa ala Muhammad salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل